Test. Leavers ready to rock.
Weekly Marina Report.
Hi, everybody.
This is Things Found on Matches.
Running in and out of the bathroom like flapjacks. I mean, it was cool.
Designed to eradicate that 4-hour erection for that Chewbacca in the corner your friend is after.
Welcome to Bedtime with
Viva! Oh my god! I'm going after women! When I sit on the toilet and I'm giving a good show!
Yeah, definitely, you can see.
Hey, Beaver Believers, welcome to another edition of The Timely Beaver, brought to you today by the letter C. And with us today is also...
Dave from California. Hey, Ted.
Hey, Dave, how you doing today?
Good, how are you doing, my friend?
Doing good, doing good. Hey, it's a new month, it's Monday night, all's
yep.
going fine.
Oh, yeah.
We saw The Simpsons last night. We want to talk about that because that's also crucial.
Oh, yeah. We have to we'll definitely touch on that.
Yeah, talk about a few other things. How was your weekend all in all?
It was good, Ted. It was good. You know, I didn't do anything really significant. Let's see. What did I do yesterday? Not much, really. I just kind of hung out. So the weather's starting to get a little bad. So,
oh, I hear you on that front.
Yeah, it rained like an inch on Sunday night. So, not an inch, probably like a half inch to an inch, but I don't know if there's more on the way.
Wow, that's quite a lot for California.
So, I know, so, but it kind of sucks though because I can't go surf.
Oh, really?
You know, I don't surf in any kind of sewage runoff there. So.
Oh, you don't like the sewage runoff, Dave? I think picked you out for a sewage runoff type of guy.
My kids are going to have 12 toes. So, no, I don't know. Like, there's some, like, when I lived in San Diego, there's this big sewage pipe runs right out to the ocean, literally. I mean, whatever you put down your drain, when you put down the sewer grate, goes either right into an estuary.
Are you serious?
A creek. Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Oh, man, somebody's got to get their local representatives on that shit.
I know, seriously. And, like, they always say don't dump, like, you know, any used motor oil down there and don't, like, you know, whatever you put
tampons,
down there,
it'll
come back.
Don't put used tampons.
Yeah, no used condoms.
No used condoms.
Nothing
hey,
that's...
This ain't the by-the-hour soak and poke down the street. No, we're leaving that stuff around.
Exactly. Just, you know, whatever you put down there will get back, you know, and
it will say hello
great.
To you later.
Yeah, exactly. So one way or another. So
Man, that's funny.
But yeah, there's some places like probably the nasty story was remember where we used to go surf on Capitola?
Yeah.
There's a big right there at that jetty. There's a sewage pipe and I guess there was a surf contest out there years ago, and pretty much everyone that participated got some form of hepatitis. So,
oh wow! Pamela Anderson's been in the neighborhood a little too long.
I think, yep, exactly.
You got to hit up those waves while you can before that water gets a little too chilly.
I know it's already getting cold, but you know what? It's funny thing is, I went on Halloween last week. And it was warm. Like, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, go surfing and just go surf naked. Couldn't do that. But
why
like,
not, man? People fight in parking lots naked, apparently, now.
No. But it's not quite that warm. But, you know, it was still, like, really nice. Like, I mean, sometimes I go out there and literally I won't be able to move my hands in the water. It's so cold.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one time me and you went out there and... lips were turning blue right and left.
Yeah, that was bad news. That was really cold. But man, I never forget that, though. That one time, like, because I think some of the days we went out, I mean, the summer, it's real hit and miss, so. But yeah, there was, I remember that one time, like, I was paddling back out, you know, and you had just, you probably dropped in on some, it was a good time.
Oh, yeah.
It was
like, it's definitely a great session. That was when the South Swells came through.
Yeah, exactly. And you had this, I remember you dropped in on that one wave, and you just had this ear-to-ear grin.
Total like, shit-eating grin.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously. Major.
That's
major
awesome.
Shit-eating grin. So. Yeah, but that was, I mean, you were just, you could not wipe that smirk off your face. You were still, because you dropped in, I mean, that was a good wave.
It was a good wave. It was a damn good wave, man. Roll into the musical set of our show.
All right.
Where today we are proud to present to you American Heartbreak. And they're coming from San Francisco, and definitely check them out at churchofrockandroll.net. And proudly brought to you by the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. So go check it out and check out American Heartbreak at a town near you whenever they may come by. And they are with the song Somebody. Simpsons. Did you watch The Simpsons on Sunday night? Is that correct?
Yes, I did, Ted.
All right. Now, this is the Treehouse of Horror in
episode 16.
There we go. So, what did you think? What were your initial impressions? What is your blow-by-blow?
You know, to be honest with you, Ted,
with the play-by-play.
I was not impressed. I think they were just... I think they're overextended on this one, so... I don't know.
I kind of disagree. I thought it was one of the better ones they had done in years.
And really? I don't know. I didn't like Artificial Intelligence. I mean, there are some good parts of it, but
well, that one was kind of panned, I thought. But I did think the new intro, instead of doing that the introductions or the going through the graveyard where they have to make up all those gravestone names, they came up with a nice intro where it was funny.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was a good way to get it rolling.
But yeah, I liked the Tombstones. Like, those were classic. That's the classic Treehouse of Horrors.
Those are the classic Simpsons, but those days are gone. You got to realize you got to come up with new ones.
That is absolutely right. Those days are long and gone.
They're the classics. Let's enjoy them for that. But otherwise, I thought they were good. That the pacing was nice in them. The story, it was nice to see more of Kang and Kodos, because you never get too much of them.
I like that little mutant that popped up on, I think it was, I don't know which one it was, Kang or Kodos, on the shoulder and chowed it down. They were talking about steroids and sports, but yeah, that was, it was alright. But I think the last one was clever, like how they all turned into pacifiers. That was pretty cool. Like how Dennis Rodman came at the end, that was cool. But like we always say, Ted, like the glory days of The Simpsons, like the awesome Treehouse of Horrors episodes back in, like, when Conan O'Brien was a writer, and like that when the show was just seriously in its prime, those days are long gone. But man, those were so good.
Those were great.
Yep. I mean, keep thinking back. Like I don't know. I mean,
kind of like how the Tally Beaver theme song keeps changing, and how. Yeah, me and Dave were flying back and forth between Oregon and California to compose and record this. Hours of studio time, and we got some licking guitar riffs and some kick-ass
some
drums.
Overall kick-ass, just really good beats there. I mean,
oh definitely, awesome. Definitely, Dave.
And good editing, Ted.
Oh, good performance, good playing there, Dave.
Thank you, Ted.
You captured it.
Thank you, my friend. Trying to get that 80s essence back.
Oh, yeah, I won't comment on it, but yeah. you did it. Great job all around. I hope everyone out there enjoys it.
Yeah, thank you.
I think that's our fifth official Timely Beaver intro. I don't think we hold on to them for more than about a month. So.
And it's kind of like an amalgam of everything that encapsulates the Timely Beaver.
Oh, yeah. While we're romancing and fancying you with all this dizzle dazzle, why don't we listen to an original Timely Beaver sketch? And who want to know, the original Timely Beaver was the first 10 shows back when the Timely Beaver was a skit comedy performance. And here is, from the original Timely Beaver, Reese Suino, the loved Spaniard.
Straight to you live from Brazil, it's Reese Suino.
How you all doing out there, man?
I love this town of Springfield. I mean, Portland. Where are we tonight? El Dano? Oh. Let's get this underway. I met a girl the other day who had hairy, the hairiest bits in every way. She gave me directions to the bar and I said, hey girl, you wanna come along? And she never knew what I did when I was slipping my tongue in her ear. Yes, her ear. We made love on the beach. We did it backwards to the beat. You watch the waves roar, the thrusting of my hips. Bend your leg backwards, baby, I'm gonna hit this. So we got up, the moon was there, lighting up. everything, even my naked derriere. Watch out for that girl. She's a man and she's on the prowl. So I give you men just one warning. Look out for the bulge in the panties. It is huge, sometimes small, depending if the man is adequate at all. Watch out when you're in Brazil.
So how do you feel about your sexuality now after hearing that, Dave?
I don't know. Reese turns you on, huh, Ted?
Oh,
he's,
man.
He's definitely got, he's got that Latin flair there.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Crying Game scenario.
You don't know what's right anymore.
That's creepy. The dude in the Crying Game, or the he-she in the Crying Game.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the dude, Shim, I guess we'll just call it Shim. Shim's name was Jay Davis or something. Shim's first name was Jay. And it was sort of that, like, androgynous first name, so you just don't know. But, creepy stuff. That could make Treehouse of Horrors.
Creepy, man. Creepy.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And, one thing, I was telling Dave about this earlier, and, well, I meant to say it earlier, I guess. But anyways, this weekend was so crappy up here in, around Portland, Oregon, that, the rain was flooded everything, so I got out the, you know, little camcorder and did a stupid little video for a Neutron Dawn song, and anyways, it was funny. I'll post it in the show notes, but yeah, it's really lame. It'll bore you to death.
Check it out.
Check it out. Watch out. On the Attack, Twist and Shout, yep. Some other things. Woo. I don't know. I'm losing it now, but the one thing that you'll never lose is your memories of the original Simpson Treehouse of Horror.
That's true. You know what? I was watching one the other night where there was a takeoff of Harry Potter. And,
oh, yeah, that was a good one.
That was real. And then, like, Nelson was like, you know, stop putting a spell on yourself or something like that to Milhouse. And Milhouse turned into, like, one of the things he turned into was Mr. T.
Oh, that's
I thought
right.
That was great.
That was great. That was freaking hilarious, man.
Yeah, that was great. So, I mean, you know, he replaced Lisa's wand with a Twizzler.
There's another one Simpson episode where they bring up it's the Twizzler. It's like, here's the Twizzlers for Lisa, back when she's on like Star Search or something.
Really?
My girl only eats red vines.
Oh, I remember when she fired Homer.
Yeah, that's right.
That was classic.
That was from last season or something.
That's where she took on Fantasia Guarino from American Idol.
Oh, American Idol.
Yeah.
And there's American
Speaking of American, Harper. Though. Yeah, very good tie-in.
Very good tie-in indeed. And, if you guys don't know, check out churchofrockandroll.net for American Heartbreak. Totally stoked. And if you, the bass player there, Michael Butler, has his own podcast, Rock and Roll Geek Show. Check it out. Links are, you can also find those at churchofrockandroll.net. Or rockandrollgeek.com, whatever your preference is. But here is American Heartbreak
with Postcards from Hell.
Yeah.
American Heartbreak. Yeah. There you have it. One more rocking tune.
Another Bay Area product that rocks.
Oh, yeah. We've listened to plenty of those over the years.
Yes, we have.
Growing up in the Bay Area.
Ain't nothing like it.
And we don't have a Marina report. Kirk, we even got you in the brand new title sequence, and you're not sending us your Marina reports.
You're the lead-off voice there, bro.
And you are not sending them to us. Oh, that's definitely a pet peeve for you. That's a pet peeve indeed.
Yeah.
Damn it, Kirk. I might have to take you out of that intro. I might have to go back and re-edit that. Do you have any pet peeves or things that please Dave?
Yeah, you know, one pet peeve, Ted, is the sewage runoff into the ocean, man. That's a huge pet peeve.
It is a huge pet peeve. It's absolutely terrible.
Yeah. I guess, you know, the weather you're having up there is both a pet peeve and a thing that pleases, though, because it rains now and it, you know, makes it so you can't go out. But at least you're not going to have a drought year, hopefully, this year.
Hopefully, I mean, not.
Last year, the Northwest was parched.
It was. Well, we had to close our snow lifts in January.
That's sad.
Yeah, that is sad. That should be height of ski season right there.
I know. But luckily, with all this global warming that's going on, there's going to be plenty of water for everybody. No, I'm just kidding.
All of you out there, relax, enjoy yourselves. Have a beer and let's sit back and listen to another beaver coming to you later this week. Yeah. So until then, everyone, take care.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Dave. And we will talk to you later.
See you next time.
Okay, see, I think her vagina's hanging, and I may have pissed myself a little. That's all.